Welcome to Business Review, sheer number four. No specific order for the shirim. Listen at your pleasure. We gave a shir discussing the actions of a one Shlomo Rabachkin. I would like to change the title of this shir to really including many people, unfortunately, now. And this is a very specific, on one hand, business case, but ethical case as well. The people who are violating the law. Just yesterday, unfortunately, I saw that two Frum men from Lakewood were arrested for having private weddings in their house of over 50 people, which is currently the law. You cannot do that. Fox News had, in New York, had a story about a family from Brooklyn. A woman who was not Jewish was videoing her neighbors, who were clearly quite religious, who were having not a wedding, but some sort of simcha in their backyard with over 100 people. Now, if these people get arrested and actually go to jail, one would ask, do I have a chiyuv to try to get them out of jail, try to get them the best lawyer? Certainly in the case of Rabachkin, this was a unique case, and I have some more information. I went to a wedding with Rav Schechter Shlita, and I asked him what his view was, because I heard a shir of his where he discussed the specific case of Rabachkin. Those who are unaware of what we're talking about, Shlomo Rabachkin was the head, the CEO of Agri Parsesis. His father actually was the owner, and he went to jail for a number of different penalties that he committed, some of which were seemed to be extreme, because he received 26 years in prison. Of that, he served 7 years. He got out on clemency from the President of the United States, from Donald Trump, and there was a great simcha around the Jewish world, specific the Chabad world, Hasidish world even, and now he's going around the entire world, probably not this time now, at this time, but speaking about his Aleph Beis Gimel. Even Yaakov Shweki made it into a song, Emuna Bitachon and Geula. And one has to question whether or not this is somebody that we would look to as a hero. What he did was at Pidyon Shvurim at all. In fact, there was an Al Anisim that was created that was given to him on a klaf written as Lahavdil a Sefer Torah with an Al Anisim, and it says B'mei Shalom Modchai in the times and when he got out in Al Anisim. There's no question, there's a great simcha that we should have when any Jew, as Rav Schechter said to me, that we have to realize that at the bottom line, this Jew was singled out potentially because he was Jewish. And there were a lot of inconsistencies and great minds in the legal world, including former district attorneys and the Attorney General of the United States, who said that there was a travesty of justice did here. So any time that there was a travesty of justice, specifically in the Jewish world, and we're able to get that person freed, there is a mila to that. However, on the other hand, and it must be duly noted, rejoicing over it, when people don't understand what we're rejoicing over, a person has to be very, very careful to that. And to this I quoted a beautiful piece in the Ave Alei Lo Yuval, attributed to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, a wonderful sefer which I love specifically because the author includes a haskama from the two sons of Rav Shlomo Zalman who beg him not to write the sefer. And there are specific issues that they had with the sefer, I think is quite understandable, because they said that the questions and answers, that the way that the Sefer works, the questions were heard by different people when they went to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach a question. And in some cases, you'll see footnotes from the great Rav Nevenzel, his one of his Talmidim Uvhakim, who said there's no way that could have had happened, the person misheard, and so on and so forth, though maybe that question was specifically for a specific moment in time for that person and was not supposed to be shared. This sefer is a wonderful sefer. However, in this case, I actually know exactly the case that was involved. Valei Lo Yuval, so asked a question about, and I use quotation marks, Pidyon Shavuyim. And at the end of the tshuva, it says, Shamati mipi Yehuda Goldreich. And when I looked at it, I said, wait a minute, I think I know this guy. He lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh here. His wife used to be one of the office administrators in Leif HaTorah. And I asked him to tell me the background of the story. So here's the background of the story. Yehuda Goldreich was a Talmud of the great yeshiva of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's and the Kol Torah. And he was a bachur. He received a call from his father, who was the Gabbai Staka for the great Rothschild family, and Reichman family in Canada. And here was the following shaila, and I'll read it because this has actually happened. Sha'alti et harav b'kesher liyehudi shaganav sumche kesef. He skumei kesef. He stole a certain amount of money. Gedolim uketotzah mikach nitfas al yedei ha mishtara be'arzot habrit. So you had a person who was taken, and he had stolen, whether it was from the government or the people, whatever it might be, maybe one of these Ponzi schemes that had come out. And because of that, the government arrested him, and he's sitting in jail. And v'nidon bekama shnois ma'asar bebeisakela. And he's being sentenced to a number of years in jail. Hayim royu l'sayeya bi'isuf schum kesef gadol. They need to collect a lot of money. He tells them exactly how much. $200,000. Bishvil mitzvos pidyon shvuya. To save him from the horrible conditions in jail. Kishishama harav, when Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach heard this question, Amar pidyon shvuyim? Question mark, exclamation point. Maze pidyon shvuyim? Pidyon shvuyim ze ka'asher hagoyim toifsin yehudi stam. What is pidyon shvuyim that we speak about? Pidyon shvuyim is when you grab a Jew for no reason. The lo siba. Mitzukeke. There's no reason to take him. They just took him because he's a Jew. And we know that in previous times, this was a pastime in many countries to put him in jail. The fima she yadua, and from what I understand, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, be'aretzot habrit, lo tofsim stam kol yudiken yudim. They don't just take up somebody because Jafka is Jewish and put him in jail. Hare, ha-Torah amar lo tignov, the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to steal, and tachlis, he stole kesef. Adarabba, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Tov Yishev Ktsas Bekela, the Limud She'asu Lignov. The greatest lesson is that there is a Dina to Machus Adina. And despite the fact that we don't have the concept of jail in Yahadus, this is the way that society works, is that a person has to realize that there are consequences for what he has done wrong. And to say that this is Pidyon Shvuyim, he says better that he sits in jail, and he understands that we don't circumvent the laws of the land. And obviously, the laws of the land have great chachma behind them. It is unfortunate that at the time that we live in, specifically, I think so far, all of the four shirim have had a tint or a taint of discussing the coronavirus. And you have people who are unfortunately violating it. And just this morning, they reported many, many dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of cases in places like Lakewood. And then, as I'm sure you've heard, the Satmar Rebbe has come down with it as well, the coronavirus, and he's an older person. This is a very serious thing. And maybe part of it was, unfortunately, that they didn't follow the rules and regulations that were given to them. Now has become law, both in New York and New Jersey, not just a state of emergency, but only people who have to leave the home are allowed to leave the home now. And here in Eretz Yisrael, we feel very, very similar. We have the same rules and regulations where a person has to be careful. And we know mamish, it saves lives. It saves lives. It's not our lives, but lives of older people. And a person has to be very careful. So if that person got put in jail, the person should be in jail if he violated, if that's what the correct punishment is. And all people are getting similar punishments. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman just added to this tshuva, Omnam har rav hosif v'yamr shim roitzim lasov kesef b'shvil ha'isha v'yeladim. The children, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't even know about this. And to keep them alive, to keep them being able to be supported, because now they have no schemes of support, so that's clearly would be mutter. And this would be the same case where you have, if you know, Bernie Madoff was Jewish, if he was a frum, Chas v'shalom. And if you have other people, and their children didn't know about it, so clearly there would be a means to give them kesef. But to hire lawyers for them, that seemingly doesn't make any sense. So here Rav Schechter has on a shir that he gave, and I actually first spoke to his son about it, and he said to me, Rav Schechter, I was at this chus of being at Joe Miller's wedding, and Rav Schechter was a Masada Kedushin. I had the schus of being one of the Edim. And I sat at the Rebbe table. And I had a chance to speak to Rav Schechter at great length. And I said, I heard on a shir that Rebbe said that he thinks that the Rabbachkin would be a case of pidyon shvuim. And I was shocked because it's quite clear Rav Schechter's shita on these things. He's very, very, I remember many years ago, Rav Schechter, many years ago, gave one of the great Torah web discussions on the Inyan of Moser, which Amir Tzashem we will discuss as well in one of our review shurim. And there, Rav Schechter didn't have much to say. If I'm not mistaken, the shiur was about 5 minutes. They then made him come up again and ask questions. But he said, I don't understand what the shaila is over here. You're allowed to tell the government on somebody who's harming another person. And we're not only talking about the obvious cases of molestation, God forbid, or rape, or things of that nature. But if somebody's stealing from the government, if somebody's doing something wrong, that would be mutter. Nowadays, we have the case, namish halacha lemaisa nowadays. If a person's allowed to call the police if they see minyanim taking place against the law. Right? And unfortunately, there are still shuls in the town that I live in that had 50 people and had 100 people on Shabbos. They don't care. So should you call the police? Because now this is enforceable. People are getting tickets of 5,000 shekel and more. So Rav Schechter thought that the reason why it was a different case, he said to me, is number one, he got the 26 years, which he shouldn't have gotten. And therefore, they need to raise money to try to figure out how to get him out in a way that... so he says, clearly he did something wrong. Clearly he shouldn't... He should not think that he's a tzaddik when he gets out of jail. And clearly, he should serve some time in jail. But he says, after that time, whatever that those are, maybe it was exactly the amount of years that he actually served, 7 years, that's when you have to start working to help him get out, because there was a travesty of Dashas. Rav Schechter does point out that he thinks that there is a difference between, in the United States, state prisons and federal prisons. And they are different in that if the, and this is, would be a case by Moser, a question by Moser, if it's obvious and known that the prison that a person is going to go to, unfortunately nowadays, you have the same thing here in Eretz Yisrael, some of these federal prisons are more than a joke. They have Dafiomi Shurim. Rav Schechter points out, it's funny, and when I reminded him of this, he laughed again and said, unfortunately, this is a true story, where a Hasidish Rebbe bemoaned the fact, sitting in jail, that there only in his jail was an Ashkenaz minyan, and he couldn't daven his Nusach Sfarad. And Baruch Hashem, a few weeks later, he was able to say, thank God we now have a minyan of Hasidim. What a horrible thing, what a terrible Chil Hashem. And you know, in this time that we're looking at being Mekadesh Shem Hashem, taking it from the world, you know, I heard a beautiful story by one of the great rabbis, who somebody went to him and said, I can't believe this. My entire life, all I wanted to do is mechabed my father, and now I can't be mechabed him. I can't say Kaddish. What a horrible thing. And he says, well, why do we say Kaddish? So we understand that the reason why we say Kaddish is for one simple reason. It's be mechabed Shem Hashem. The zchus on the neshama that I'm able to say Kaddish is saying Yehei Shmei Rabbah, is the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Oli Olam Voed that we say in this world, what the Kohen Gadol would say. And this is such a beautiful idea that we're bringing Kiddush Hashem. He says, your father's Kiddush Hashem is by you staying in your home and not saying Kaddish. That's a large Kiddush Hashem of great proportions. So that over here, we have a very similar thing. We want to bring Kiddush Hashem. But if it's true that a person is violating something, but if he's going to go, let's say, to certain state prisons where they know that they're going to meet a bubba and they're going to have to pay him off, or they're going to get beaten and things that are obviously not what the government wants to be done. So there you might have more of a shaila. Just parenthetically, he said that he went to the Shluchim conference this year of Schechter, went to the Shluchim conference, they gave him great covenant and put him on the dais. And he said, Rabachkin came to him and said, Shalom Aleichem, and started talking to him, and he had no idea who he was. Schechter doesn't watch the news or anything like that. And then when he told him, he was surprised that he thought he was so important and so special. He clearly understood that there was something wrong over here. So where do we get this whole idea of these Isurim, and how grave is really what I wanted to say in this Isurim? So the Rambam writes, my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and as a Talmud of his, or at least I like to call myself a Talmud of his, he would always point out that the Rambam speaks at great length about living al Kiddush Hashem more than dying al Kiddush Hashem. Because the ultimate level of a person is to figure out how I could live al Kiddush Hashem. And in these days, we're challenged by this. Because there is a Yetzirah, somebody like myself who's been going to Minyan for so long, not to be Makadosh Shem Hashem and daven in a minyan. Just a few moments ago, there was a minyan on my block and mincha, and I refused to go because it violates what the policy that our Rabbanim have set out in our community. And Baruch Hashem, a little bit later on today, there'll be a minyan in accordance with what the rabbi said. It's on everybody's porches, which is, not violating anything. So a person has to be careful. There's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph. If you look there in Perek Aleph, it tells us the great story of Eicha Haisa L'Zoyna. Alas, she has become a harlot. The faithful city of Yerushalayim was filled with justice, where the righteous, the tzaddikim, were Yalinbo, Viata, and now, unfortunately, there are murderers, Mitzrachim. Rotzchim are there. And in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says, Kaspecha Yuhu Lissigim. Your silver has become turned to dross. It's worthless. Your wine is cut with water. People were being dishonest. Sha'arecha sorerim b'chavrei gamvim kulo ohev shochad. The rulers have become cronies and thieves. What's going on over here? The Radak says, what was so bad? Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? What was going on? Eicha, Haisha Shavlozona, what happened? The Haftorah for Parshas Chazon reminds us of this, and the Radak says, I'll tell you. Osa b'matbea sheker. They were counterfeiting money. V'choshim b'nei atam ki kulo kesef. They thought that this was really money. V'yoshbo sigim nichshat. And people obviously were being michshol with this because it was worthless money. And they would present it in different places and they would say that this is mezuyaf, this is fake. Morchim yayim chashuvim. They would sell wine in bottles that you would think that was the wine. They hermetically sealed it with fake wine, that thing that didn't taste like good wine. They thought it was yayin chayim urav b'mayim. And this is what the Navi tells us was the greatest of sins that got the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. Tricking other people. We spoke about the inyan of Gnevas Das. And certainly on even a higher level, actually stealing in front of their faces. And even if you think, as we pointed out many times, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, doesn't matter, and the Gemara says, Jew or Gentile, stealing is stealing. And we related, of course, in our shir, we actually gave the last year, I believe number 3, the Machloikis and the Gemaras, the two Gemaras, if you remember, in Sanhedrin and in Shabbos, that seemingly the first question Hashem's going to ask is, were you honest in your business dealings? But then the second question was Kovayitin LaTorah. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the first question was Dino Sha'odam Haya, what was on Divrei Torah? We quoted the Toisos and the Eliyahu Rabba there, who said that if your Torah learning, if you dress a certain way and you look religious, as my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out to me once, and he said that there was a tremendous injustice that was, where this cab driver, because he was Jewish, took him on this ride, and it took him, and we got an hour late to shir. And he said, I was so mad at him, I only gave him a $10 tip, and we all laughed and said, Rebbe, you should have stiffed him. And he said, I can't, because look what I look like. He says to me, you don't look like this. You have a yarmulke, you can wear a hat, nobody will know that you're from. But I look like a rabbi, and he's going to start telling stories, and it's going to create a chil Hashem if I don't give him the tip. That's over and above, but that's who Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was. But here we explain, says the Eliyahu Rabba, based on the Rush, and I said the Tosfos also alludes this as well, that your Torah learning is worthless. How can it be that somebody gets arrested for violating it, and they have, wearing a black hat, it doesn't make sense. There's two famous stories. Two famous stories in the last 20 years, unfortunately, of people, quote-unquote, who were famous, who insisted going to court wearing their black hats. And clearly, in both cases, I believe, the judge said, we don't wear black hats here, so I'm doing it for religious reasons. Religious. You're not religious. That's not religious. What I find to be the most interesting of all is the fact that specifically Rabashkin is going around with his Aleph Bet Gimel and giving Shurim Dafka on Amunah. Because we are at a tremendous crossroad in Amunah. At this time, as we know, we think about the many people, and we should daven for the people who unfortunately do not have Parnasa and who are nervous about their Parnasa, because really, Nobody knows where it's coming from. And it is a time of great Amunah. The Emek Dover says, you know what the ultimate form of Amunah is? Without question, the ultimate form of Amunah is Parnassa. He speaks about, we read just a few weeks ago, Zochar Asher Asal Lecha Amalek. Nirsha Amalek Ba Be'ovon Mishkalot. We are told that the Avera came for the Avera Mishkalot. He explains, how is this possible? What machzor do they have? What business dealings were they doing in the Midbar itself? And he says, I'll explain to you how strict this is. And he says, Sh'amru Chomer Avon Mishkalot Yoter Migiloy Arayas. A person who dishonest with his weights or measures is worse than a person who is over on Giloy Arayos. Somebody steals something from his friend. A person who Nebuch violates Giloy Arayos, he has a taiva. Many times they realize after they've done it, what am I doing? Baruch Hashem, Yosef HaTzadik realized it before he did the Avera. And if a person steals something, he coveted something of somebody else, so he steals it, but then he realizes he has guilt. He wants to do tshuva for it. It's a yetzahara, but it's called a taiva. Aval says the Emek Dover, the Nitziv, ha'oisa mishkalot sheker, somebody who's dishonest with his weights and measures, einu miderech taiva, it's not a taiva. He set it up that way. It's premeditated. Elach chisorun emunah Hashem. He says, this is the way I'm going to get ahead. God doesn't know by Rosh Hashanah how much I really need. I'm going to get ahead with having weights and measures that are not honest. Hazan mefarnes behashkacha pratis. L'fi ma'asav harei zeh migeder avodah zarah. This is an avodah zarah. Because he thinks he knows better than the Rabbanu Shama. A person has to be very careful. I have to point out that during this time as well, a person has to be careful because it's coming up very, very unfortunate. Where people are already talking about how they are going to do their insurance claims, and what are they going to say, maybe be a little dishonest on the money that they lost, if people are actually paying insurance. Figuring out with employees how to make... This is a terrible thing. And of course the people who are price gouging and charging for Purell and toilet paper 10, 20, 100 times what they should be. And certainly before the holiday of Pesach, people shouldn't take advantage of the fact that they know that people are very nervous that things will run out. And we pointed out before the famous Rambam in Hilchos Deos that a person has to be echad bapev, echad balev. That there's an ethical nature, not just a halacha by Geneva. You're not a Jew. How are you defined as a person? Understand that a person who is dishonest, who has a system of being dishonest, as we said, according to the Emek Dover, is Oved Avodah Zarah. Because he doesn't believe in the Rabbanu Shalom in the appropriate way. And that's the ultimate of Averis. And this Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'll end with this, says when it comes to the great thing that we have the schus of saying here every single day, the Gemara Megillah, Adaf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Rav Shlomo Zalman said the following thing in the Sefer attributed to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Adaf Al Daf, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I should say, Al Tikru Halichos Ela Halacha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what's this cute little thing over here? Right? It is, don't read it as the ways of walking, but the laws that we have. Kol Dina Torah Hilchoso. Eno Halochos V'chayav Megrada. Ba di bazeh shu limud es haTorah ala ikar she haTorah hi talmudenu she also vechelik mechayav. You have to understand that Torah is our lifeblood. It's who we are as people. V'niska prat echad lisbonen ba hine b'shalom meseches uksin amru lo matzatzi kodesh baruch hu machzik kli she machzik bracha elo shalom liyisrael uksan v'al hisbonus roim ekshi haTorah merchekas bepirud malchus is machleikus. This one says you can daven a minion. This one says it's also for you to daven a minion. This one says don't listen to them. This one says open the Beis HaMidrash. He says, no. Don't you understand that following halacha is halichos olam? Because if I say that I'm going to do whatever the Rabbanu Shalom does, even if I don't understand it at this time, even if it's difficult for me not to daven a minyan, even if it's difficult for me to wake up in the morning and redo my shoes because I forgot to do it, it's because that's the ways of Hashem. I have to look at everything and say, is this Ratzon Hashem now? Should I be doing this? Is this going to be a chil Hashem if I do it in this way? What if I get caught? And even if I don't get caught? Can't cheat on tax, you can't do things like this. That's what we're getting to over here. We have to stop what becomes a chil Hashem, the anti-Semitism, build Kiddush Hashem in this world, so that we are zoicha
see the binyan bias and have true emunah in Hashem even in difficult times.